Hey folks, Mr. E here, and we're here for another EAT podcast, and today we're going to be talking about negotiating, and we've been covering this in the last couple webinars, and I thought it was a good time to give a quick update of what the basics of negotiating are and how we're putting it all together to help you improve your efforts at EAT Fitness. First of all, the purpose of negotiating is to try to balance all these different things that people want out of their lives, which would be defined, at least in our guide, as quality of life, weight loss, and fitness. And basically, I think that's a really important takeaway for anybody who's trying to develop a weight loss and fitness plan that's going to last them for the long haul, is to recognize that by saying, now I'm all about weight loss, now I'm all about fitness, is trying to put yourself in a lifestyle that's completely different than perhaps where you're starting from. And it's just not something you'll want to sustain because maybe you're sacrificing some things you really care about, as in amazing food, some relaxation, just to trade off for a period of time saying, no, I'm going to do everything I can for weight loss and fitness. And EAT knows there's no track record in any research or any information that proves that that's possible and sustainable. And it's not necessary. That's the most important thing. EAT has proven that with a little balance, you can make it all work. And that's what a negotiation's all about. So we want to move forward and cover a couple things. First of all, and I'm going to really try to keep it to just kind of some takeaway points, and then you can, if you get time, watch the webinar, and of course I'll follow with more podcasts. But let's just hit some takeaway thoughts that I want you to kind of keep in mind as you move forward in your eating efforts. First of all, EAT really would love to see you stop trying as hard as you can to be thin or fit. That's a wonderful objective, but trying as hard as you can is proven not to work. That's that whole iceberg illustration I'm always showing. You've got 99 million obese people just in the U.S. alone. We're all trying to be thin and fit. Negotiating says, let's try as hard as we can to be happy. Because if we can build a plan that's producing any weight loss or fitness, and we're happy while we're doing it, and we believe it's something that we could be happy 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, now you've got a plan that's delivering a great balance. You're negotiating all these different elements, weight loss, fitness, great food, a great quality of life that you can really look forward to and enjoy every single day. So that's one thing to keep in mind. To balance that, we want you to define your quality of life. We want you to know what quality of life means because that is what you'll want to pursue more than any particular weight on the scale, more than any particular meal. And the illustration we used is if you take a before picture of somebody who's vastly overweight eating a bunch of food that people call junk food, is it really a great quality of life to go to a perfectly thin person that meets all the guidelines for health and fitness, but now they're living on, you know, scraps, a little pee on a plate, and they're miserable all the time, and then they're stressed every time they eat something wrong and feel guilty. That isn't any better quality of life than the first person. And the bottom line is, why not balance these with a negotiation? So we can help you lose weight with EAT and have helped everybody who's tried it, but the question is that really going to improve your quality of life or just be meeting a number on the scale? And that's really the focus we want people to take. So we recommended things like doing a health assessment. And we've got those forms. We put them on the blog. You can check them out. Doing a weight loss and fitness plan history assessment, which really is trying to say, look, you've tried all these other things to get fit or to get even more fit, to lose weight, lose even more weight. What went wrong? What went right? What are you really trying to get out of this? And how will you arrive at a quality of life that fits your lifestyle and that you'll want to stay with? So we want you to go through an assessment, figure out what you define as quality of life, make sure all the provisions are included, weight loss, fitness, food you love, I call them can't live without food. When you're defining your weight loss, by the way, think about still off after 10 years. Not how much weight am I looking to lose right now, what's things going to look like 10 years from now? And am I even building a plan that makes sense that I could follow to be there 10 years from now? Fitness, think about the things you care about. What's important to you? Not what you see other people doing or, you know, appearances other people have. What do you want to look like? What do you want to be able to do? And the lifestyle you enjoy. Don't you want to involve any travel, relaxation, fun, sitting in front of the TV with a pizza? Shouldn't that be part of your life? You can, as long as you're using negotiating tactics and balancing all these things to create the quality of life. So you're not just eating the pizza because you feel you can't control yourself. You're eating it because you want to and it fits into your plan. So the rest of our webinar was basically trying to teach you what EAT is called EAT's rules. And there are four of them currently, and I'll leave us with this today, and we'll come back with more soon, or feel free to write, call, watch the webinars, and fill in all the blanks. But let's work on this for this week. For dieting, and we love the word dieting at EAT. We're not afraid to call EAT a diet. we want to change people's perception of what dieting is, because dieting can create the quality of life you want as long as you're using negotiation and not forcing yourself to go all weight loss or all, you know, I'm off my plan now, I'm all about food. So here are your rules you would want to work on following. Number one, you must be happy with all eating decisions. You must be happy with all eating decisions. What does happy mean? Well, you know what makes you happy. Do your eating decisions make you feel that way? If you want a starting point, you should be happy with all eating decisions, meaning no guilt and no regrets. Can you do that today? Probably not. But can you work on it and get better at it? You absolutely can, and EAT is designed to help you with that. Number two, EAT has no wagon to fall off. Stay with your EAT plan no matter what you're eating, no matter when you're eating it, no matter what quantity you're eating. Use EAT's tools to keep you on your plan. And when you're really struggling, saying, oh, I'm just going to drop this plan until Monday, I can't manage this, remember rule number one, you need to be happy with all eating decisions. So if you can drop your diet plan with no guilt, no regrets, and want to start over Monday after you gained a bunch of weight, then that's fine. That's fine. That's something that you're living a quality of life you've chosen. But if you're feeling so much guilt that I can't even think about the diet of EAT at this point in timing, then you're basically creating a yo-yo diet. You're not happy with that decision because now you're going to go ahead and gain weight you don't want to gain, and now you have no plan to help you. EAT has no wagon to fall off. The sooner you learn that, the sooner you're going to find permanent weight loss success. And number three, plan to enjoy every week of eating. Make a plan that you look forward to and that you enjoy and that creates a little bit of weight loss, a lot of fun eating, and that allows you to get more fit, and your life will never be the same. It doesn't have to be as much weight as you can lose every single week. And then finally, we have our first rule of exercise, which has been around for a long time, and it really should be focused on because it'll help you enjoy your exercise in ways you may never have thought of. All exercise must be injury-free and properly timed whenever possible. So don't overpush yourself. Go easy before you go hard. Build an exercise or activity program that you love that gives you the body movement you need to create the weight loss, fitness, and fun you're looking for in your life. And you're going to find that you're going to become a great negotiator. We're going to continue to offer you tools to help you. But work on these rules this week. I'll put that slide is available for anybody if they want it via email. Email me at eatfit@gmail.com. And you can work on that. But for now, that's really where we're at in our negotiating efforts. We want to work on quality of life. Part of that's probably some weight loss. Certainly an improvement in fitness to be able to do the things we want to do, need to do, and love to do. And you'll get there by following and playing by EAT's rules. Work on it. Have fun with it. Write, call, or be part of our community with any questions you have. And we'll be back soon with more updates. And until then, we'll see you next time.